Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Two statements stand in stark contrast. Quote, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. 1 John 1 verse 5. And, quote, men love darkness rather than light. John chapter 3 verse 19. How would God overcome this darkness? The solution is explained in the windowless tabernacle. The light in the holy place was the menorah, or lampstand. It must have been beautiful. Quote, all of it shall be one hammered piece of pure gold. Exodus 25, verse 36. Weighing about 114 pounds, which would be worth about $2 million at today's rate. The value, however, was not in the gold, but in its breathtaking revelation of truth. Quote, its shaft, its branches, its bowls, its ornamental knobs and flowers shall be of one piece, and 6 branches shall come out of its sides. Bowls shall be made like almond blossoms, with an ornamental knob and a flower. Exodus 25, verses 31 to 33. We'll have to wait till Numbers chapter 17 to hear the story. But God produced a miracle when the high priest's rod, quote, sprouted and put forth buds, had produced blossoms and yielded ripe almonds. Numbers 17, verse 8. Preserved in the ark, this became a symbol of our great high priest's right to rule in resurrection life. We might suggest the almond bud, being the first to flower after winter, pictures the promise of his rising, the blossom as symbolic of his endless life, and the almonds as the fruit of his victorious resurrection and rule. The oil fueling the lamps speaks of the Spirit, as we'll see later. But here is a clue. When we visit the true tabernacle in heaven, we find 7 lamps there too. In Revelation 2 and 3, they are God's people shining in the dark. In chapter 4, verse 5, they are God's Spirit. But isn't that the case? When believers share Christ to those who are saved or lost, it's the Spirit showing forth our Lord's beauties.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.